Hello, James.
Oh,
how are you today?
Oh, Steph, I'm feeling terrible. Absolutely terrible.
Oh no, what's wrong?
I think I need a doctor, Steph. Possibly two doctors. Maybe a whole hospital.
A whole hospital? What's the matter?
Well, my elbow itches.
Your elbow itches?
Yes, it has been itching since Tuesday.
James, that's not really...
And also, I sneezed this morning, twice, on the same side.
I don't think that is really...
And Steph, my left arm feels slightly heavier than my right arm.
That's because you're wearing a watch.
There's something on my arm!
It's your watch, James.
Oh, Steph, are you sure it's not some sort of terrible wrist illness?
I'm sure it's not a wrist illness, James.
Fine, but I still feel terrible. I need a doctor.
You know, James, a doctor can only help you if you actually go to see them.
That is true, Steph. My uncle, Geoffrey Derrickson, he refused to go to the doctor for 3 years, even though his legs felt strange all the time.
Oh dear, what happened?
Well, it turned out he just needed glasses. He'd been putting his trousers on backwards every day and he didn't even know.
Right, well, the point is, you have to admit that you need help before a doctor can help you, James.
I definitely need help. Have you been listening, Steph? You know about my itchy elbow?
Yes, James. Did you listen to our Bible story today?
Was it the one about the whale?
No.
Was it the one about the giant?
No.
Was it the one about the man who had so many children he couldn't remember all their names?
That's not really a Bible story, James.
Are you sure? It sounds like it should be.
In our Bible story, Jesus was having dinner at a tax collector's house. The tax collector was called Matthew, just like the book of the Bible.
Oh, did Matthew write about having Jesus round for dinner? That's a bit showing off.
Well, he did, yes. But the important thing is who else was at that dinner. You see, Matthew was a tax collector.
What is a tax collector?
Well, in those days, James, a tax collector took money from people to give it to the Romans. But lots of them took extra money for themselves and kept it.
Like when my sister takes the last biscuit and then says there weren't any left.
A little bit like that. So people really didn't like tax collectors. They thought they were bad people, sinners.
So why was Jesus having dinner with them?
That's exactly what some people asked. They were called the Pharisees and they were very important and very...
grumpy.
Strict. They were very strict about rules. They said, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" As if to say, "We would never eat with those people." And do you know what Jesus said back to them?
Maybe. Mind your own beeswax, Pharisees.
Not exactly, James. He said, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick."
So... the tax collectors and the sinners are like sick people.
That's right. And Jesus is like the doctor. Think about it. If you were really, truly ill, would you go to someone who couldn't help you? Or would you go to the best doctor you could find?
The best one. You wouldn't go to a doctor who just shrugged and said, "Have you tried turning yourself off and on again?"
Exactly. And Jesus was saying, "I'm not here for people who think they're perfect. I'm here for people who know they need help. People who've done wrong things and want to be forgiven.
So, the Pharisees thought they were healthy.
Brilliant, James. They thought they were so good that they didn't need Jesus. But the tax collectors, they knew they'd get things wrong. And they were the ones who came to Jesus.
So, it's actually good to know you've done something wrong.
It's the first step. Yes. A doctor can't help you if you won't admit you're sick. And Jesus can't forgive you if you won't admit you need forgiveness.
And Steph, does he forgive everyone who asks him? Even people who've been maybe grumpy with their mum, or maybe once smashed their granddad's greenhouse with a football?
Especially those.
And even if you maybe once told your sister that her painting looked like a confused potato?
Yes, even then.
And what if maybe you ate the last biscuit and said there weren't any left?
James, is there something you want to tell me?
Just that Jesus forgives everything, right?
Yes. Jesus came for the people just like you and me. People who know that they get things wrong and need help. That's the whole reason he came.
So, I don't have to be perfect to come to Jesus?
You absolutely do not.
Oh, well, that's good, because that would have ruled me out completely.
Me too, James, me too. You know what we should do?
Talk to him.
We call it prayer. You can go straight to Jesus, no waiting room, no appointment.
No waiting room? That's brilliant. I hate waiting rooms because the magazines are always so ancient. Last time I went to the doctor's, I read a magazine from 2022.
Oh dear. Shall we pray together then, James? We can say sorry for the things that we've done and say thank you that Jesus came for people just like us.
Yes, and I can say sorry for the grumpiness and the potato comment and the biscuit. Mm-hmm. And I can ask Jesus to forgive me and to help me to do better.
That sounds good, James.
But Steph, there's just one more thing. My elbow still itches.
Oh, James. Maybe we can pray for that a bit later. Let's be still and close our eyes and pray together now. Thank you, Jesus, that you came for people who know they need help. And that's all of us. Thank you, we can always come to you to be forgiven and helped. We are sorry for the things we have done wrong. Forgive us and help us to follow you more closely each day. Amen. And just to remind us of the Bible reading after watching our video.
I was just sorting out a problem with the problem in the sink. Just needs something stuck in the U-bend.
Did you call Ghostbusters?
Plumber. You guys got it right. Plumber, sort it out.
Well, you missed James. I'm just finished talking to James and I'm going to read the Bible verse.
What was our Bible reading, Steph?
Bible reading is, Jesus said, healthy people don't need a doctor, only the sick need a doctor. I did not come to invite good people, I came to invite sinners.
Well, isn't that a good thing that Jesus doesn't need us to be perfect to come to him?
Yeah.
He comes to us as we are, but he doesn't leave us as we are. He helps us to become the people he made us to be.